Hey, it's Bethany here. Welcome to another episode of Dialed In. This is the holiday survival series. And I just wanted to talk a few minutes with you about boundaries and self-esteem. So this week is week six inside of the Big Life You group coaching program that I do. And today we talked about boundaries and drama and self-worth, self-esteem, and how all those things are connected. And I've just felt fired up about this all day long, and probably mostly because for so much of my life, I just didn't have good boundaries and I didn't realize it. But when we don't feel good about ourselves, when we don't have a high level of self-worth or a high level of self-esteem, we don't typically have good boundaries. And when you don't have good boundaries, you aren't able to hold yourself accountable. You aren't able to reach the goals that you want because you're so busy doing and saving and rescuing and enabling and helping other people. Now, there's nothing wrong with giving back, but there is a toxic level of giving back that really interferes with your ability to live true to who you are. And if you know anything about me at all, you know that my underlying message is to be you and to live big. And so we're going to hop into just a few things about boundaries, and I'll leave you with a question that you can ask yourself to help you know whether you are having good boundaries or not. So let's dive right in. So here are signs that you have lack of boundaries, okay? I'm just going to run through this list. If your relationships are difficult or dramatic, you probably have poor boundaries because on some level, you fear losing those relationships, and so you put up with drama and bad behavior because of your fear that you could lose them. So the question I would ask is, what would that mean to you if you would lose those relationships? Because sometimes we hang so tightly to a relationship that is bad because we feel like maybe we wouldn't be worthy without them, or maybe we would feel like a failure without them. I don't know what that is for you, but that's a great question to ask yourself. Number two, if you find yourself not speaking your mind when you're asked for big things and for small things. Now, you may be thinking, well, but I don't really care. I don't really care what we do. Sometimes you say you don't care because you've never really figured out who you are and what you want. Now, it's one thing that really, if you don't care where you eat or where you go, what movie you go see, well, pre-COVID, right? Or what thing you do on your date or whatever. That's one thing. But if that's a consistent pattern for you where you constantly don't have an opinion because you don't want to rock the boat or you don't want to make someone upset, then you're not being true to who you are and you're not having good boundaries. If you have a high level of guilt and anxiety, that's an indicator that you're eggshelling. When you're eggshelling, it means you're not showing up. You're not speaking your mind. You're not being clear about who you are. You're afraid to be who you are because of the consequences. You're probably allowing people to treat you in ways that make you feel small, which further proves that you're not good enough, which further keeps you eggshelling and acting the way that you're acting. If you tend to overshare, if you hop into new relationships and you just share a ton of information, or maybe you just tend to overshare in general, you give people too many details. People that overshare don't have a high level of self-awareness, and they're looking for validation when it comes to feeling good enough. They're looking for validation outside of themselves. You tend to overshare because you're trying to connect, but you're trying too hard because you don't feel worthy. You don't feel good enough. Again, it goes back to that self-worth, that self-esteem. The next one, if you feel like you're in victimhood, if life is happening to you, if people are always taking advantage of you, if you feel like you're exhausted from doing everything for everyone, then you're the victim. And most of the time when you're in victimhood, it's because of a way you're allowing people to treat you. You see, we teach people how to treat us. Now, an innocent grocery store interaction that goes wrong and someone yells at us and loses their temper, obviously we didn't teach them that. I'm talking about our ongoing relationships, whether it be with a close friend, with a spouse, or a significant other, or your family. We teach people how to treat us. The next one, if you feel like you're annoyed most of the time, you don't have boundaries. If you feel like you're being disrespected, if you have an intense fear around being rejected or abandoned, and in general, if you just have a really hard time saying no, more than likely you have trouble with boundaries. So what do you do about it? Well, there's several things that you can do, and we can go through a whole list of them, but I want to start with one simple question that you can ask. So every year I pick a word. Every year I choose a word for myself. And a few years ago, I chose the word intention, which another word for intention is motive. So what was my intention behind doing what I was doing or saying what I was saying or acting the way I was acting? It forced me to check my motives. So I put it on a bracelet and I thought about it every morning when I woke up, and throughout the day, I would refer back to that word because it was my word of the year. And it was a huge wake-up call for me that year. I realized how many times I said yes when I wanted to say no, how many times I stayed quiet when I wanted to speak my mind, but I was afraid that someone would get mad or maybe they'd disagree with me, and then that would mean that I was wrong. I need you to hear me for a minute. Just because someone disagrees with you doesn't mean that you're wrong. You are allowed to have an opinion. You are allowed to have an opinion. So asking yourself, why am I doing this? What's my motive here? What's the reason? Why am I acting this way? Why am I feeling anxious right now? Why am I eggshelling? What is going on in my head? You know, a lot of times we can jump to conclusions and make a bunch of stuff up that may not even be true, but it stops us from being who we are. We'll tell ourselves stories like, oh, they wouldn't agree with me, or they won't like me if I share my opinion, or they'll just make fun of me, or they won't accept me. And let me ask you something. If you have to hedge and hide and censor around the people that are closest to you, are they really the people that you want in your life? Because all that does is breed resentment. And you cannot live true to who you are if you're constantly hedging and hiding and censoring. So in addition to asking yourself that one question, why am I doing this? What's my motive? What's my intention here? Here's a few more things that you can do to have good boundaries in your life. Number one, stop oversharing. Keep your business your business. Stay to yourself. Number two, mind your own business. Stop talking about other people, because when you do that, you potentiate drama. And you're not adhering to boundaries. Know what you can control. You can only control you. Why are you spending time talking about other people when you have no say-so over what they do, how they live, what they think, how they feel, how they respond, the effort they give, etc., etc.? Number three, stop playing games. Be honest. Say what you mean what you say. It doesn't mean don't be kind. But what it does mean is stop censoring, stop hedging, show up as yourself. Because here's what happens when you show up as yourself. The people that aren't for you will go by the wayside. And the people that are show up in droves. I imagine we're about 10 minutes into this episode. If you're still listening to me, I would suspect you're my people. Hello. Welcome to my tribe. And if you're not listening, obviously you aren't going to hear any of this, but it's okay. Goodbye. Go find your people. Go find your tribe. It's okay, because I'm perfectly comfortable being me and showing up as me And that may be annoying to some people. It may be too much for others. It may be too little for others. And it's cool. It's okay because I'm not for everyone. And you're not for everyone either. The important thing is you need to be for you. And then all the people that align with you are going to find you. I promise. I promise. Next, learn to be calm. Do you know how to access your calm? Do you know how to breathe? Do you know how to center yourself? If not, I don't know what episode it is, but I have an episode on breathing and how to access your calm and how to have more peace in your life. Look it up. Next, ditch the drama. Ditch the dramatic conversation and ditch the dramatic people. Now, here's a key to this, okay? You just start distancing yourself. You stop listening to the drama and you stop partaking in the dramatic, gossip-centered, and drama-filled conversations. Over time, when you're not participating in it, the people will stop talking to you. You don't have to make a giant email about how you're going to raise your awareness and this isn't for you anymore. You don't need to create more drama by backing away from people. You simply just start being aware of the conversations you're having and stop doing the things that feel heavy. I've never known a person that says that they're surrounded by dramatic, gossip-filled people and they feel light and good. That's not how it works because gossip and drama are very low-level frequencies, very low-level vibrations. If you have no idea what I mean, Google the vibrational emotional scale. It's a little mind-blowing. All right, next. Don't overanalyze. Stop overthinking. Stop reviewing the conversation and what you should have said and what they should have said and then what they would have done. And it's a waste of your energy. Okay? Stop overanalyzing. Next, choose your focus. Where your focus goes, that's where your energy goes too. If you wake up and you're focused on drama and you're focused on the bad and you're focused on all the things that you have to do for other people, you're just going to drive yourself into a low state of being, a low, disempowered emotional state. And you can't do anything amazing. And you can't be creative, and you can't problem solve, and you can't show up as yourself when you're thinking that way. And then the last one, stop blaming yourself. You are not responsible for other people's behavior. They are. Now, other people blame their behavior on other people because it's easier to do that than it is to admit that you have a problem. But I promise you, if you are not having the results in your life that you want, it's a you and you deal. You start with you because you teach people how to treat you. You control the lens that you see the world through, and you have so much power. As we close, I want to share with you a few little affirmations that could help. So if you're in a place that you can close your eyes, please do that. Take a deep breath. Get comfortable in your chair. I'd like you to put your hand on your heart and just listen to the sound of my voice. You are allowed to have an opinion, even if other people don't agree. Everyone makes mistakes. Mistakes make you human. You are your own approval. It is okay for you to decide what you need at any time. It is okay to say no and not explain why. Boundaries are hard, but boundaries are love. Love for yourself and love for others. Because when you have appropriate boundaries, it allows other people to solve their own problems. It stops you from fixing and enabling. It allows them to step into their power too. You are a beautiful work in progress. And you are worth doing this work. Trust your intuition. Listen to that still small voice. You are wise. And you are so powerful. It's time to step into that power and create the life that's waiting for you. I'd like you to take a deep breath in and breathe in the peace and the power that is yours all along, and exhale anything that's not serving you. I hope this helped you. I know that we're coming into the holidays. We're in the middle of the holiday season, and there can be all kinds of pressure to do things that maybe you're not comfortable with. There can be all kinds of drama and gossip. And I want to equip you so you can rise above it. Remember this. Just simply ask yourself, why am I doing this? And then be real with your answer. If it's to prove that you're worthy, if it's to perform for approval, if it's to know that you're good enough and you're looking for all those things outside of yourself, you've got to stop. You're worth it. And on the other side of these boundaries is complete and utter freedom for you. Complete and utter freedom. All right. Until next time, take action, live big, and stay dialed in.